You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, a report was released by the Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment, Simon Upton, which revealed startling gaps in how New Zealand monitors and records hazardous chemicals in the environment. The report found that New Zealand's regulations can often overlook environmental effects and recommends that a common framework be developed to assess and track chemicals and their environmental impacts. I spoke with Nick Kim, a senior lecturer in applied environmental chemistry at Massey University, about the significance of the findings of the report and its recommendations. I began by asking what the report is about and what its major findings are. What is this report by the Parliamentary Commissioner about, and what are its major findings?
The Parliamentary Commissioner's report is really about the gaps in our system for monitoring and managing chemicals in the environment that might affect ecosystems. So it's really focusing on the environment rather than people for a change, which is good. So the environment underpins us all. And really the gaps in the system. And in some ways I could say, well, this may be a short interview if you ask me about any particular chemical. You can pick any chemical you want. For most chemicals in the New Zealand environment that are used, we don't really know most of what's going on with them at the receiving end. So if you say, you know, someone is using a particular pesticide, is the nearby stream affected? We don't know.
So knowing that some chemicals are, or assuming that some chemicals are potentially very toxic and harmful, how have they been regulated so far? How do we not have, you know, a ton of toxic chemicals in the water if we don't have any kind of framework to deal with this?
Yeah, really good question. The toxicity is often the thing that we do focus on. We do have great systems in place for registering and quantifying toxicity and putting in rules and guidelines around how much of a toxic substance can be used. But toxicity isn't the only thing. So what we have is sort of the EPA at the national level can register a particular pesticide for use, but then they lose track of or don't know how many people are using that, where and when, and even finding data on the total use of that pesticide is really hard to do. The Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment spent 2 years on this report just trying to find adequate data on 4 different chemicals, and we're talking here about over 150,000 potential chemicals. So you can see that we don't have those systems in place even for knowing how much is being used at this stage in most cases. But down at the other end, toxicity isn't the only thing. It's some things are not particularly toxic, but if a lot of people are using them, they can accumulate in an environment and cause a lot more damage than things that are highly toxic but not used much. So give you an example. The nutrients that are going into waterways are not toxic, but they cause eutrophication of waterways. Carbon dioxide itself isn't toxic, but it's causing climate change just because of the masses being released. So that's a key thing. So what the Parliamentary Commissioner's report comes out with is we need a national framework which deals with this stuff and covers all agencies regulating chemicals, not only the EPA and MFE, but all agencies. And that needs to take into account harm, which is sort of the, you know, toxicity sort of shorthand for harm, but also it needs to take into account scale, you know, how much is being used, where, and it also needs, the third factor it needs to take into account is it actually showing up in the environment? Because there are some things we worry about a lot that we go and do measurements in the environment, so say, well, it's not actually there, so, you know, why would we prioritize that thing? Actually, if anyone's interested in this, you know, the report really says it all, but it is a long report. It does have summary pages, summary parts to it, though, so I'd suggest seeking that out.
So despite New Zealand's green image, how is it that the country got so far behind in not having this common framework to deal with these different chemicals and not even knowing how much is being used where?
Yeah, well, I'm a sort of technical specialist, and the only thing I can say is it's probably politics. I can point out that the Parliamentary Commissioner sent a letter to all the ministers back in 2019 to say that we are the only country in the OECD, New Zealand's the only country that doesn't have a pollutant release and transfer registry, and that's a requirement in all other OECD countries that industries using and discharging chemicals have to report back to a national agency annually on their use and release of chemicals. So in other countries, even Australia, you can look up what's being released in a local factory. Here you can't. Now, as far as we know, the government's response to that 2019 letter to ministers, which you can find online, was nothing. They did nothing. And subsequent to that, there was a second report that Phil Pennington, RNZ, has pointed out was about the compliance. Again, very little done. And this report has all the hallmarks, I'm afraid, of being another one that the government will probably just hope has a quick burial, because it's already had some comments back from EPA about a few things they're doing. But just looking at their own comments, they are woefully inadequate relative to the issues that are identified in the report.
That was Nick Kim speaking about a recent report by the Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment on tracking hazardous chemicals in the environment.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.